everybody. Welcome to Inside Joke, Outside Voice, where the responses are in the moment and out of thin air. I'm your host, James Haddon, and let's get started with our first game. This is On This Day in History. In this game, players are going to take turns giving outrageous facts about what happened in a day in history. They can chime in anytime they want, whenever they want. Go. Jason.
On this day in history, the SS Luxembourg sank in port. Captain was said to be extremely drunk on port.
Very good. Is that a Matt?
On this day in history, in 1578, a large woman sat on a small man, and a new fetish was born.
John.
Timmy fell in a well, and Lassie saved him. And then that old yeller happened. Something. Am I mixing up my stories now?
Shit!
Perhaps a bit. Does anybody else have any moments from this day, Rob?
On this day in history, John realized he needs a new microphone.
A little bit. Just a little. John.
On this day in history, John realized he needs a new camera.
Any more? Well, on this day in history, I'm glad we took this game in one take.
Oh. That was bad. Sorry.
Nope, it's all good. That was joke on me. Our next game is going to be Cutting Room Floor. In this game, players are going to be acting out a scene from a famous movie that, for some reason we shall find out, is on the cutting room floor. In this movie, Highlander, we have Sean Connery, Rob, discussing being an immortal with McLeod. John, the scene is yours.
Show McLeod. How does it feel to know that you're an immortal?
Here is. I didn't know I could be immortal. How do I feel? Can I jump off this cliff?
You do understand what the word immortal means, no?
But Ramirez, I'm asking you. What can I do? What powers do I have? Can I fly? Can I fly, Ramirez?
So what you're saying is you don't know what the word immortal means then, lad.
Please teach me, Ramirez.
Immortal means you cannot die, McLeod, unless they cut your head off. But you can still go splat. So if you wanted to jump off that cliff like you were just suggesting, you would still be immortal, but in a big fucking puddle.
Follow-up question, Ramirez. If I'm a puddle, am I still immortal? Because that would be awesome. I could be a puddle and go under a door.
Do you perhaps have any, like a brother, perhaps, that maybe I should be having this conversation with?
Oh, Dingus McLeod over here. He's dumb as rocks, but I don't know if he's immortal.
It sounds like he's the brains of the family, McLeod.
Oh. Well, let me ask you another question. can I run fast, Ramirez? Can I do that?
You can run as fast as you did before, McLeod.
But I can't. Can I not break the? Yeah, I can't break the speed of sound.
Can you go get your brother Dingish so I can speak with him?
Okay, I'll use my immortal powers to get him.
You Dingus, do Dingus, that.
Dingus, I'm running fast to get him.
Wrong kid got decapitated, man.
Yeah. I
tell you. Jesus oh, Christ.
Oh. Our next game is called Town Council Debate. In this game, we are going to have two players debating on a topic. In this evening's topic, should magic be outlawed? Jason, you are pro magic. Rob, you are against. I will be moderating. I move to the topic. Should magic be outlawed? Jason.
Okay, so one second here. Let's pretend this is a wand. All right, I left mine in the car. The perfect tool for any man, woman, and child within city limits. This little guy here can change reality for the better. You may say, okay, in the wrong hands, sure, probably. Could be used for some kind of evil. Yeah, there's evil spells, but they're banned. Okay, we got a ban on bad spells. Nobody's using them. Okay, this little bad boy, I could pack my lunch, right? I could get all the kids' shit ready for school, get them in the car, lay the osa their asses down the street. Everything's taken care of. Think about the environmental impact this has. I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't even need to charge up my Tesla. I can just hop a da boo boo dee ba and charge the piece of shit in like an instant. And even then, the thing's got a freaking intelligence of its own. It flies. It talks. It goes out in the woods and humps other Teslas. Magic, man. We can't live without it. What are we going to do? Go back 10,000 centuries and start driving internal combustion cars and shooting guns and shit? It's... Come on. I yield my position. Next guy, let's see what Joe has to say over here.
All right, the floor yields to you, sir.
I would like to start by saying I feel that I am ill-prepared to debate the fine gentleman because I was under the impression that we were looking to outlaw Magic the Gathering. This card game is causing a dip in our gross national product because so many people are spending exorbitant amounts of money on booster packs and decks and tapping mana and black lotuses, and then not only do they spend all this money on these cards, but then they get arbitrarily banned from tournaments. And the cards basically become useless, much like the good gentleman's Tesla. So I feel very strongly that the card game itself should likely be banned to break the bonds and the hold that it has over our populace.
Interesting. I myself have had to mortgage my house, and the ice and manipulator is now limited. Mage person, what are your feelings on the card game, Magic the Gathering?
So I feel like I said too much about actual magic. So just want to clarify, that was all make-believe. It's not real. Trust. Okay, none of that. Stepping away from that, I do agree. For different reasons. Magic the Gathering kind of gives magic a bad name. Like, honestly, they're just making shit up at this point. It started with good, decent grounds based in, I want to say reality, but that's not the word I want. Because it's not real. Again, magic. But now they're just, oh, look, bundle of sticks, -2 to your fucking goblins. Like, what are we even doing? I fuegoed my kid's deck I burned my kid's decks the other day just to keep that evil out of our house. So, I mean, somehow, once again, here we are in agreement. I don't know. I guess I'm just bad at debating.
We returned the debate back to you, sir. Do you have any feelings about any other possibly non-existent, possibly real forms of magic and or card games?
I mean, as far as real magic, we all know that's a thing. Like, I'm not sure why the good gentleman is putting up this facade and trying to I think I've said too much.
Do we want a draft?
Just one final closing comment. I would like everybody to look just right over here. Okay. Obliviate.
Nothing to say. Our next game, it's just there's a gap in my memory for the last few minutes. I barely realized this is our last game. This is a game we call Way No. It's just what? Call the world's worst. In this game, players will be giving their world's worst versions of a variety of topics. When we've run out of steam on one, we'll just go to the next one. So our first one is the world's worst Disney princess. John.
Elizabeth from Virginia.
Yeah.
You got it to the voice.
Rob.
Linger.
Accurate. Nice dress.
Actually like Klinger.
Any others for Disney princesses? John.
McLeod from the...
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you. World's worst motivational speaker.
Ooh. Real or fake?
World's worst. Matt.
Yeah,
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is my brother Lyle, and we're going to tell you how to have a good life with your parents.
There we go.
Wow.
Anybody else for Jason?
Isle LaBeouf. I mean, come on. Do it! I'm here on my green screen. Just do it!
You have the body motions. Perfect.
That's not all we have in common.
Last calls for motivational gym, Matt.
See, I feel like Shia LaBeouf would be good for the Calm app.
Headspace.
Would you like to reach Calm?
We're going to go with world's worst fast food slogan. Rob.
Run to the toilet.
You're good. Matt.
You only vomit once.
John.
We do not guarantee your heart may explode.
Jason.
Follow up, Matt. Better out than in.
Matt.
Now with 42% less E. coli.
Rob.
Made with 100% all natural amateur fake meat product stuff.
John.
Our tacos will turn your poo-poo into pee-pee.
Matt.
We now use raw organic salmonella.
Jason.
Got rid of the lube.
John.
We recalled these 5 years ago.
Going once, going twice. Very good.
One more.
Go ahead, Jason. Go for it, Jason. You're allowed. Do it.
Go. We only got fined by the FDA once this year.
And our last one, we have, and I put this on here, I need to know, world's worst Nick Cage impression. We all have one. Matt.
I'm going to take his face off.
That was horrible. Very good.
That's good.
Now, Rob.
It's like looking into a mirror, only not.
John.
Thank you very much. I'm Ghost Rider.
Matt.
Part one.
Not the bees. Not the bees. Okay.
All right. Very good.
That was a pretty good one, actually.
That sounds good.
You know.
And just like that, Peggy Sue got married. Good job. While we were rolling through all of that brilliance, the comedy computer was calculating which one of you fine folks won. And it is John Connor McLeod himself. John, for that, you get to giggle weirdly and tell everybody where they can find you out in the world. Where can people find you, John?
I'll do a Raiden impression.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very similar.
You're not ready. ACPnet.net.
Brilliant. Matt.
Hey. You can find me at Matt Neslanic VO on Insta and Facebook, and I'm on ACX under Matthew Neslanic, and I'm on Amazon Audiobooks under Matthew Neslanic.
Jason. Oh, sorry. That's where you are. Jason.
Around downtown with real vampire teeth, all right? But also at jpollardvo.com and twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
And Rob.
You can find out more about me and all of the rest of our cash over at ijov.net. It is the home of inside joke, outside voice. And I'm going to stop doing that. Go to ijov.net. That has the links to all of our character bios. It also has the links to our social media platforms. So you can follow us on the social medias and our YouTube channel. So go like and subscribe so you know when we drop new episodes so you can listen to them right away.
It's where all our data shits. You can find me at Rev Voice on all of the social medias. I've been your host, but we will see you guys next time for The Quickening.
I know everything. I see everything. Oh, hi, Rivers.
Oh, hi.
And his brother, Lore.